Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Toyota is recalling some of their 2018-2019 Tacoma pickup trucks due to a faulty brake part. The damaged part could allow brake fluid to leak, which could make it hard to come to a full stop. Some Tacoma drivers have even reported their brake pedal going all the way down to the floor. And Maroon 5 will reportedly be joined by rapper Travis Scott for the Super Bowl halftime show. Scott is currently on his nationwide Astro World tour. Variety reports that Maroon 5 will also be joined by three additional guests for the Atlanta show in February, with names like Cardi B, Usher, Lauryn Hill, and Outkast being thrown around. And finally, Bravo's Andy Cohen made a very surprising and personal announcement on Watch What Happens Live.
If all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father. Thanks to a wonderful surrogate who is carrying my future.
Andy said he's always wanted a child of his own, and although it took longer than he thought, he can't wait for this next chapter in his life. Congratulations from all of us here at Top 30. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, Americans are saying bah humbug to certain Christmas candies.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. Sweet treats are a big part of the holiday season, but there are a few candies you may be disappointed to find in your stocking this year. CandyStore.com surveyed 13,000 customers, and here's what they voted as the worst Christmas candy. Christmas treat nuggets topped the list, followed by reindeer corn and marshmallow peeps. Surprisingly, peppermint bark is the fourth least favorite candy, and rounding out the bottom five, chocolate-covered cherry cordials. And staying with Christmas, Kohl's is staying open around the clock from Friday morning all the way through Christmas Eve. This is the sixth year the retailer has offered 24-hour shopping before Christmas. Stores will close at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And Neil Young is launching a music streaming service for his music only. Superfans now have access to his music through the Neil Young Archives, a comprehensive website, an app that costs $1.99 a month or $19.99 a year, and plans to offer a superior listening experience.
So why would he launch his own streaming site?
Young has complained about the low quality of digital music. His albums will still be available on Spotify, Apple Music, and other major services. And Merry Christmas.
Okay, good to know. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. So, Rosanna, something fishy going on in New York supermarkets.
Kristen, the seafood fraud may be more than just a fluke. So the New York Attorney General has released a report suggesting that a quarter of the fish bought in New York supermarkets are labeled incorrectly, either by negligence or fraud. Let me give you an example here,
okay.
Kristen.
Okay.
28% of the farm-raised salmon were labeled wild-caught. Not true. It's even worse in New York City, where 43% of the sampled fillets were mislabeled. Now, the swap means shoppers could be paying more than they should for a less sustainable product. The most common targets, lemon sole, red snapper, and grouper, which could be swapped with fish containing higher mercury levels. And the AG says supermarkets are the last line of defense. They need to do more to protect families and diners from phony fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fake fish.
All right, good to know. Rosanna, moving on. I hear we have an update about those controversial decorations at the Holland Tunnel.
Yes. Okay, so you know we've been obsessing about that.
Yes.
God forbid we should talk about the traffic. We're going to talk about the holiday decorations. I never noticed at the Holland Tunnel. But apparently, a lot of people weighed in. So, after a week of debating the placement of the trees and wreaths that turned the Holland Tunnel into the Holland Tunnel, the Port Authority has honored the results of an online poll. They rearranged the decorations. Now, we actually have the guy who started all this, Corey Windelspecht, on our show. He led the effort. He said the wreaths aggravated those with OCD. He says the tunnel looks better. But now I'm very discombobulated because there are no decorations on the right side of the Holland Tunnel. It's all on the left side. But Corey told me it's just for a few more days, and next year the Port Authority will figure it out.
Oh, man, you can't win with those decorations. Just can't get it right. Rosanna, thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all of you.
Same to you. All right, moving right along now. Emergency room doctors have a warning about contact lenses. Several physicians published a commentary in an emergency medicine journal about the dangers of leaving lenses in overnight. The lead author wrote, "Falling asleep or even napping without removing your contact lenses can significantly increase the likelihood of serious health problems. Those include serious eye infections and loss of vision." The doctors also published several horror stories. One man wore contacts for several days straight. While wiping his eyes in the shower, he heard, quote, a popping sound. It was a hole in his cornea. A graft was needed to save his vision. One girl developed a permanent scar in her cornea after sleeping in contacts purchased from a chain store. Health officials say to always use proper hygiene when handling contacts. The CDC says that infections from improper lens hygiene send about 1 million people to the ER every year. All right, let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, scented candles, they may smell nice, but I hear some types may be dangerous.
Hi, Kristen. Well, there is a new warning for anybody who uses scented candles in their home during the holidays. Researchers at Southern Carolina State University say some types of scented candles contain toxins that could be harmful to your health. They tested both paraffin wax candles and soy candles, and after 6 hours, they found that the paraffin candles released toxic chemicals into the air, and that could lead to things like allergies, asthma, and even cancer. Well, to quote a song, blame it on the alcohol, because parents are apparently getting so drunk over the holidays. A study says that they are ill-equipped to perform parenting duties this holiday season. A University of Michigan survey sampled 1,100 parents, and it revealed that 1 in 12 with kids 9 and under admitted that they were too impaired to perform parenting duties due to alcohol consumption at holiday parties. Well, the pet business is booming, especially when it comes to holiday gifts for our furry friends. Research is showing that the average American says that they plan on spending about $237 on their pets this season. One of the researchers says that people are spending more on their pets as if they were actually family members. Overall, spending on pets is expected to exceed more than $86 billion this year. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, my lab Rio is a family member to be sure, but I think we spent maybe 10 bucks on him this holiday season. He did not even know the difference. Back to you.
Yeah, that's the great thing about dogs, that unconditional love. Danielle, thank you. About 46 million Americans are flying for the holidays. These are the most annoying things they'll do on board. The list was compiled by Genfare, a transportation data company that surveyed flyers. Some of the answers are kind of surprising. 64% of people said it's okay to take shoes off on the plane. 20% said it was fine to remove socks. That could be why the third most common complaint was body odor. 26% said it was their biggest travel pet peeve. Just ahead of that, with 27%, was crying kids. The number one complaint with over half of flyers was getting their seat kicked. 15% hate hearing snoring. 7% ranked man-spreading as their biggest complaint. About a quarter said chatty neighbors are the worst. Just 11% of flyers confront the other person. Over a quarter of them complain to the flight attendant. The most common reaction to irritating behavior was putting on headphones, something to remember if you're still shopping for gifts or flying. And still ahead, the hottest fashion trends for 2019 and a new robot that delivers fast food. With the year coming to a close, it's time to look ahead at what's in store for 2019. So here to give us some fashion trends to watch out for in the new year is Women's World Magazine Editor-at-Large, Brooke Jaffe. Brooke, Hi. It's good to see you.
I'm so thrilled to be back.
So I need to revamp my closet anyway, and this is the perfect time. So what should I get to be on trend in the new year?
So we're really excited about three ideas for the spring 19 season. So number one is this World of Animal. Think snakeskin. Think zebra, and you can wear it in your clothing and in your accessories.
I love this so much because it's so easy to play with and match with and put a pop of color. Even I can rock with some animal print.
Well, the snakeskin is honestly something you should think about as a neutral for the season.
Oh.
So you really can wear it back to color.
Okay.
Which brings me to my second trend,
yes.
Which is that it's all about brights, and we are honing in at Women's World on the color yellow. It's a great bright for the season. So if you were wearing a yellow dress, for example,
uh-huh.
You could wear a snakeskin booty, and that would be a really modern new update.
Wow. Is it not neon yellow, just like a, because I feel like there are different shades of yellow.
There are different shades. That's a great question. And it's kind of lemony brights, actually, all the way through the hot neons are very
yes.
in style.
Okay. I love this so far. What else do you have?
Okay. So last but not least, something to keep on the radar screen. You are very of the moment
Stop.
In your polka dots.
Stop.
Polka dots
yes.
are having a fashion moment. So if you have them in your closet, bring them back out.
Yeah.
And don't think it's only something to wear in a dress or a blouse. You know the brand Balenciaga. They
Heard
showed they showed a polka dot shoe on the runway that really started this trend again. So definitely something to embrace for the season.
I'm so glad because I love all of these trends because sometimes they're a little like, I don't know if I can get down with that, but I love all of those and I think they're super easy to work with.
They're wearable and they're fun.
Brooke, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming in. All right, Santa may have come a little early for a Texas mom and her 6-year-old son, saying they received the best gift already. According to an article in People, Misty Wolf's son, Matthew Foster, lives with blindness and autism after being born premature at 24 weeks. Matthew really likes Kris Kringle and knows the poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, by heart, including all the details it mentions about Santa. Misty still wanted to take her son to visit Santa, even though he wouldn't be able to physically see him. But after walking in and explaining her son's condition, Santa found a better way to help Matthew see him. Santa talked to Matthew, let him feel his beard, feel his hat and his eyes, just like the poem said. Santa even let him touch a reindeer. Matthew was so encouraged by the visit that he wanted to meet more reindeer and plan what gifts he and his mom would be placing under the tree for Santa this Christmas. What a beautiful way to spread Christmas cheer. Well, as the new year approaches, some 38% of Americans say losing weight is their top resolution. But when it comes to dieting, one size does not fit all. With more on the latest diet trend, we're joined by Carrie Glassman, founder of NutritiousLife.com. So, Carrie, you've helped us decode the keto diet, paleo, vegan. What about intermittent fasting?
Hey, Kristen. Intermittent fasting is quite the rage lately. Intermittent fasting refers to a pattern of eating where you don't eat or you eat a very restricted amount of calories for a certain period of time, and then you eat during another period of time. The two most popular types of intermittent fasting are probably the 16-hour or the 5-2. The 16-hour refers to where you eat for 8 hours, so you eat all of your calories in a day in 8 hours, and you fast for 16. 5-2 refers to the style of eating where you eat normal for 5 days, and then on the other 2 days of the week, you eat a very restricted amount of calories, usually about 500 to 600 calories.
Interesting. The real question, though, does it work?
So research has shown that intermittent fasting can be effective for weight loss. It has also been shown to reduce markers of inflammation and has also been shown to affect hormones that affect muscle gain and fat loss, as well as cognition and even reducing insulin levels. On the flip side, hunger can be a real issue and it can trigger yo-yo dieting, which can lead to disordered eating. Also, fertility. If you're trying to get pregnant, some research has linked intermittent fasting with fertility issues.
Great advice. As always, Carrie, thank you. On December 6th, YouTube released its annual year-end rewind, and things did not go as planned. Within a week, the video became the site's most disliked ever, surpassing the 9.9 million by previous record holder Justin Bieber's Baby. I'm in love with life. Rewind features some 100 creators as it recounts the moments that defined 2018, from K-pop, the royal wedding, and ASMR, to the Kiki Challenge, mukbang, Lil Hank Williams, and Baby Shark. The video also takes a heartfelt turn to recognize working moms, refugees, and drag performers, among others. So why the backlash? Marques Brownlee, who appears in the video, blamed a growing divide between what content creators expect and what YouTube wants, which is a couple minutes they can show advertisers. That, as this year's Rewind relied on the star power of Will Smith, John Oliver, and Trevor Noah, instead of actual YouTubers like PewDiePie, Shane Dawson, and the controversial Logan Paul. YouTube says dethroning Baby wasn't exactly their goal, but they're listening to the community response and will work harder next year. Okay, the nights are getting longer, the temperatures are dropping, and with the holidays here, few want to spend a night alone. Lucky for them, it's officially cuffing season. Loosely marked as the time between November 1st, the day after Halloween, and February 15th, the day after Valentine's, cuffing season's defined as the cold weather period in which people who normally prefer being single or promiscuous find themselves desiring to be tied down by a serious relationship. This, as studies show, sweater weather creates a need for interpersonal warmth. The coming holidays can also pressure many into coupling up, especially as questions bombard singles at family gatherings and parties. But while cuffing serves to fill up heart-shaped hole during the winter, many caution the fling could blossom into something even more as spring arrives. So if you're not looking to commit, maybe skip the cuffing and try a cooking class or a book club instead. Michael and Terry Hawthorne's family has grown a lot. As foster parents, the Arkansas couple adopted 3-year-old Corgan and his little sister Hazley earlier this year. But this month, they added even more, officially adopting 7 siblings. It took some time before they could all finally be together, but Dawson, Kendall, Lacey, Lena, Adelie, Aria, and Nixon, ages 8 to 15, are all now Hawthorne's. The oldest sibling said, "I'd been praying to have a family that I can enjoy Christmas with. You're safe. You know you're not going to leave, and it's good to know you're in a forever family and you won't have to worry about danger." The kids' biological parents were drug addicts, so Michael and Terry acknowledge they'll have a lot of trauma and hardship to overcome, but the Hawthorns say the children will be loved no matter what. So 9 adopted kids in total, and did I mention they also have 4 biological adult children of their own? Baker's dozen, and who knows if they're done. Well, we all love the story of the Grinch, whose heart grows with the giving spirit of Christmas. Well, he's not alone. Elizabeth Stanton from Pop Star Magazine is here to tell us how some celebrities are doing good this holiday season. Hi, Liz.
That's right, Kristen. The holidays inspire us to give back and to be charitable. And our Pop Star Magazine team researched some A-listers who are setting a good example. Our hometown hero, Jennifer Lawrence, may be one of Hollywood's biggest stars, but she's never forgotten her roots. She spends every Christmas Eve visiting the staff and patients at the Norton Children's Hospital in her hometown, Louisville, Kentucky, a hospital she's also generously donated to in the past. Action and adventure hero Chris Pratt knows how to give back. In honor of his father, he's donated $500,000 to help build the Dan Pratt Memorial Teen Center in his hometown of Lake Stevens, Washington. One way celebrities give back right here at home in LA is by participating in the Hollywood Christmas Parade, which benefits the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. For more details on celebrities doing good, check out the current issue of Pop Star Magazine on stands now. Back to you, Kristen.
Love hearing these stories. Thanks, Liz. Well, the new year is coming and it's time to reinvent your life. Are you happy with your job? Maybe you're thinking about earning a little money on the side. Well, before you jump right in, an article from Pedestrian TV has everything you need to know before starting a side hustle. So first things first, make sure you assess your current job obligations. It's no good starting a new project if you already have too much on your plate. And while you're there, take a look at your financial situation. As the saying goes, you have to spend money to make money. So make sure you check out your current costs and profits. Next, don't crush your creativity, especially if you're trying to make your most loved hobby profitable. Are you prepared to continue your creativity when stress levels are high? If so, you're ready for goals, goals, goals. That's right. Any successful entrepreneur will tell you writing goals is a great way to track your progression and avoid feeling stagnant in your hustle. And finally, above all else, remember to relax. With many gigs on the go, it's important to remember you need to separate your hustle time from your relaxation time. If this all sounds good to you, go and let the world be your profitable oyster. A new robot could be used to deliver your food faster. The delivery service Postmates has unveiled images of an autonomous robot called Serve. The bot moves at walking speed, using cameras and sensors to travel along sidewalks. The company says it has socially aware navigation to help avoid pedestrians. It can carry 50 pounds for 25 miles on a single charge. Postmates says that adds up to about a dozen deliveries in one day. Customers unlock the hatch with their phone or a passcode. But the company says Serve serve won't replace their human drivers. It can help them make more deliveries. In areas with tight parking, the robot can take the food from the restaurant to a driver that takes it the last mile. A statement said the bot would make deliveries greener, as well as faster and cheaper. Serve will come to Los Angeles starting next year and roll out to more cities soon after. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.